his friends of the Shishavi, a special source for Aryan Orani Mirazi Sheikhyu. And we are continuing the previous shir where we saw numerous kashas on the Sugya, Chul and Daf Kuflamid, Rashi and Chumash. We saw Dvarim Niflaim, and we are going to continue basing ourselves in the Torah that I received from our Rabbi Avigdor Yaakov David Hamlik Shlita. Rashi in the Mishnah and Chulin that we've been discussing of Kuflamid explains on those kachim that first got a mum and then he was makdish them, that they are mutter la'achar pidyonim, says the Mishnah, after the pidyon they're mutter. And Rashi says, but that's not so. These are mutter achar pidyonim completely, because as they were originally given, they were only given for kedushas damim, because they started off with a mum. But Rashi says, if they started off without a mum and then they got a mum, so it's going to be no good. The chalav is going to be aser, and the giz is going to be aser, and avodah is going to be aser. Why? Because Rashi says, I'll give you a proof, that if you're a makdish tamimin and they became blemished, and you redeem them, that they're not completely mutter, because it says, Rak b'chalav is nafshcha techa basar, tizbach v'chalta basar, with all your heart's desire, with soul's desire, you should shecht and eat basar. This parsha is talking about Psuleh HaMukdashin, after Pidyon. How do we know? What's the raya? The raya is because it says Hatame Vatarich Leno, that a pure and impure person should eat it. If it's talking about regular chulin, then why do I need a pasuk to tell me that an impure person should eat it? Pashit, so it must be talking about Psuleh HaMukdashin Shaniftu. And in that same parasha it says that Tizbach V'chalta Basar, Tizbach means lo giza, no, not the shearings, V'chalta, you eat it, not your dogs, lo l'klavecha basar, not the chalav. Adkan Lashon Rashi, Ayin Shamed Rashi. So this is a big wonder, because in the Sifri that Rashi Ala Torah brings, he proves otherwise. He proves that this parsha, meaning there he says it's the previous parsha, he's talking about the next parsha, but that this parsha that we're talking about now is talking about Psuleh HaMukdashim, because this parsha is talking about Chulin. B'merkos of Medaber. It says, it can't be talking about regular basar taiva without to be mati without a korvasei morim, because it says in the next parasha ki yarchav Hashem is kulcha v'marto chabasar, meaning in the parasha that Rashi is talking about there. But meze medaber, so one must be talking about this previous parasha that we're talking about now here. But kachim shenafel ben mum shiftiv yachol b'chol makom. It's talking about kachim where there's a mum that they should be redeemed and eaten in any, can be redeemed and eaten in any place. And afterwards, he adds that the pasuk is coming to be a matir, a psuleh mukdashim betuma. But al kolpanim, Rashi here brings a different raya than the Sifri. The Sifri brings a raya from the fact that the next parasha is talking about chulin, so this parasha must be talking about psuleh mukdashim sheniftu. And here in the Mishnah, Rashi says the raya that this parasha is talking about psuleh mukdashim sheniftu is because it says in the Torah, tamei v'tariyah chulenu. So why is Rashi in Maseches Chulin being mechadish his own proof when we already have one in the Sifri? What's wrong with the Sifri? So it would appear Mavur Mikolze, as everything we've learned in the first 3 minutes and 36 seconds of this shir, and in the previous shir, that there is a seder of Parshios HaHalacha v'Parshios Re'eh. B'tchila Perek Yud Beis P'sukim Yud Aleph Yud Dalet. It says, "V'haya makom meshirvcha Hashem alokechem bo l'shakin shemosham shama taviu es kol asher ani mitzav eschem alosechem v'zefchechem ma'aser sechem u'srim asyadchem v'chom mivchar nedrechem asher tidru l'Hashem u'simachtem l'fnei Hashem alokechem atem u'fneichem v'nosechem v'avdechem v'amosechem v'alevi asher b'sharechi shama l'chom pentale alosecha v'chom makom asher tireh ki im b'makom meshirvcha Hashem be'achat shvatecha sham tale alosecha sham tasek u'chol asher ani mitzavecha. So we have this parasha of bringing your korbanos to that special chosen place, being happy in front of Hashem, sharing it with the others, with the Levim, etc., and not to bring korbanos in every place. Rashi says, "Shama tavi li Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, Yishamar lecha Litein lo sase al adavar. Be very careful. So that's a lo sase. B'chol makom asher tireh, asher ya'aleh b'levavcha. Every place you see, or in every place you see, that goes up in your heart, that you think to give. As yesh kan kama psukim shel hilchos korbanos v'kachim, to tell us that you're not allowed to be makriv b'bamos uv'richuk makom, achar after the Beis HaBechira is built in Yerushalayim. And then the pasuk right afterwards, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Tesvav is, rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'achal tabasar, which is talking about psulei hamukdashim. And then afterwards it says, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chaf, b'chol avas nafshecha toicha basar legabe shchitas chulin. So it would appear that Rebbe understood, the Rebbe that we were discussing in the previous shiur, that be'emes, there is not a parsha here of kachim, and there is not a parsha here of chulin, but rather the whole parsha is a parsha of psulei mukdashim. In other words, the Torah in this long parsha is coming to tell us three things. Number one, kachim. Number two, psulei mukdashim sheniftu. And number three, chulin, to teach us the special inyan of psulei hamukdashim, where it goes out of kachim and comes into chulin. Just it doesn't completely go out of kachim and come completely into chulin, as we discussed in the previous year. It still retains some of its kachim aspects. And dafka, through this order, the Torah is teaching us this yisod, that psulei hamukdashim include two minim. There are two species involved in one animal. Number mutarim ba'achila kichulin ve'asurin begiza ve'avoda kikachim. That they're mutar ba'achila like chulin, and they're asur begiza ve'avoda with shearing and work like kachim. Kalashin Rashi be'bir shitas Rebbe. Why? Because they are surrounded on two sides in this parsha. On one side you have kachim. In the middle you have psulei hamukdashim. And then you have chulin, to teach us that they're the middle ground in between the two. So to remind ourselves that we started with the Gemara in Chulin on Kuftes Vav, where Reish Lakish learned that Basar B'chalav is Asir, because it says Bashel Mavushel by the Karban Pesach, so we learn both the Karban Pesach, and from the Double Lashon we learn Basar B'chalav. Rabbi Yochanan says, is it ugly what Rabbi taught, that Lo Sochlenu is talking about Basar B'chalav? And how do I know? Because of the Shalosh Esrei Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. Davra Lamed Mein Yano B'Makos of Medaber B'Shnei Minim Afkan B'Shnei Minim. And what is the pasuk? Rashi says Lo Sochlenu. It says in Parashas Re'ei, Lagabe Psulei Mukdashim Sheniftu, Rak Adam Lo Sochel Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim. And then it says Lo Sochlenu Laman Yitav Loch. So you don't need it for the dam part. Why don't you need it for the dam part? Because we already have plenty of psukim by dam for dam. So it must be for Basar B'chalav. And you can learn from the context, because the context is Psulei Hamukdashim Sheniftu, which are two minim. They're mutar ba'achila kechulin, vasur b'giza ba'avode kekachim. Like we find the Bukharos, tizbach v'lo giza, basar v'lo chalav. So that's what Rebbe taught us. So that's how Rebbe is learning the parasha. Rebbe is learning that it's the way we know that it's talking about psulei hamukdashim sheniftu is because it's in between, it's sandwiched in between a parasha of kachim and a parasha of chulin. So in the middle, what do you got? Psulei hamukdashim, which are the middle ground between kachim and chulin. So Rashi was correct in explaining that this parsha is parsha's Psulei HaMukdashim Sheniftu. So we asked in the previous shiur, what are you talking about? It says lo sochlenu agav hilchos chulin. It's not in the parsha of Sulei Mekdashin. That's the previous parsha. When it says lo sochlenu about the dam, it's talking about hilchos chulin. So nevertheless, it's still in the context davar halamed me in yano of Psulei HaMukdashim and not Chulim, because this is one big parsha according to Rebbe. It's not split up into three different parshias. If it was, then our kasha is a good kasha. What do you mean that Lo Sochlenu was talking about Psulei HaMukdashim, was talking about Chulim? So the answer is no, the whole, it's one big parsha, and the parsha is seen with three pratim. First, you have the kachim part, you have the psulei mukdashim part, and then you have the chulim part. And you know the middle is talking about psulei mukdashim because it's sandwiched in between kachim and chulin, and that's what psulei mukdashim, the gather of psulei mukdashim, is that it's a little of this and a little of that. So for Renfort, that kasha, the kasha we saw in the name of the Torah Tamima, that how do you learn davar alami meinyanu psulei kachim? And the answer is because this whole parsha is teaching us Dinei Behemas Psulei Kachim. And the reason that you have the Dinei of Kachim before and the Chulin afterwards is to be magdir to us. The Seder HaParshis is defining for us what are the halachas of Psulei Mukdashim. That they're a little of this and a little of that. They're like this mixture, this admixture of Kachim and Chulin. So don't tell me that it's in the parasha of that Lo Sochlenu is in the parasha of Chulin. It's not. It's really a parasha of Psulei HaMukdashim. The Chulin and the Kachim are just there to teach us what Psulei HaMukdashim are. And then also the Torah Tamima asked that Asel HaKasav Shnei Minim. What do you mean that the Pasuk made it into two Minim? It's not a Pasuk. It's our svar that it's two minim as the Torah Tamima. But no, it's mamish asan akasuv. It's mamish the pasuk. That's what the kasuv did. That's what the words of the psukim are telling us, that it's two minim by placing it where it's placed. However, the opinion of the Stama de Sifri is not like this. The Sifri learns that there are three separate parashias. The first parasha is Kachim, then the parasha of Psulei Mukdashim, then the parasha of Chulin. And therefore it can prove that the middle parasha is talking about Psulei Mukdashim because the third parasha is talking about Chulin. So therefore by process of elimination we know that the middle parasha is talking about Psulei Mukdashim. But in the opinion of Rebbe, we can't explain like this. Because if Parshas Chulin is Tfela, is secondary to the Parsha of Psulei HaMukdashim, you can't say that the whole idea that the middle Parsha is talking about Psulei HaMukdashim is because the third one, the last Parsha, is Chulin. That wouldn't make it Tfela. And then on the other hand, you want to say that the Parsha of Chulin is only written Agav Parshas Psulei HaMukdashim. How can you say both? It can't be that the whole idea that the middle one is Bipsulei HaMukdashim is because the last one is Bechulin, like is Chulin, like the Sifri wants to learn, according to Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, the whole parish of Chulin is Agav Parshas Bipsulei HaMukdashim. Can't say that the whole knowledge that we have that the middle one's talking about Psulei Mukdashim is because the third is Chulin, and then say that no, the parasha of Chulin is not really a parasha of Chulin. It's just their agav Psulei HaMukdashim. That'd be a stira. Because it can't be both. Can't be that you only know that the middle one is Psulei HaMukdashim because the third one is Chulin. So therefore, The third one is, you see, primary. It's central, the third parsha. That's the way the Sifri wants to learn. And also say, as we proved from Rebbe, that Rebbe learns that Parshas Chulin Be'emes is only Agav Parshas Psuli HaMukdashim. So therefore Rashi was compelled in the Stam Mishnah that Rebbe teaches in Chulin Adav Kuf Lamed to explain, according to Rebbe, that the Raya, that the middle one, is talking about Psuli HaMukdashim is not because there's another Parsha of Chulin, but rather, as Rashi says, we learn Minei Ubei, that since you need a Pasuk to be Matir Achila Betumah, why would you need a Pasuk to be Matir Achila Betumah? So it must be that it's a Davar Sheyesh Bo Kedusha. It originally had Kedusha, and that's Psulei HaMukdashim. So that's a proof of Minei Ubei. And then we also have the Seder HaParshias, where you see from the Seder HaParshis that the Seder HaParshis are being magdir to us what Psulei HaMukdashim are. So you have a Raya Minei Ubei that it's talking about Psulei HaMukdashim, and then the Seder HaParshis tell you how the Psulei, what are magdir to us what Psulei HaMukdashim are. A little of this and a little of that, part Chul and part Kachim. But Rebbe can learn, and Rashi can't explain Aliba to Rebbe that the third parsha is, you know, the second parsha is Psulei HaMukdashim because the third parsha is Chulin, because that would make the third parsha independently important. And we say no, that it's only there Agav the parsha of Psulei HaMukdashim to tell us what Psulei HaMukdashim are. Achshav Zachinu L'Din, that's why Rebbe Yochanan tells us Ku'ur Azu Shoshana Rebbe. Is it so bad what Rebbe tells us? And Rashi explains, Mishnah Zu Shoshana Rebbe, that it's coming to tell us that the MS, there's a Mishnah. We ask, what do you mean Mishnah Zu Shoshana Rebbe? It's not just a Mishnah, it's a Limud. Ishkan Mishnah B'Shisha Sidrei Mishnah Shekava Rebbe Im Chidush Zeh, that Psulei HaMukdashim are Chatzi Kachim and Chatzi Chulin. And what's the Mishnah? It's the Mishnah in Chulin and Bechoros that tells us that kachim shenafal behem mum v'niftu ein yotzin l'chulin l'gazes v'le'avet. They don't go out to Chulin totally to do gziz and avoda, but rather they remain partial kachim and partial Chulin because you're allowed to eat them. So it's a mamish and Mishnah. We ask what's pshat in Mishnah? It's just a teaching of Rebbe. No, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Bechoros and Chulin. Advar Meirim Bez Hashem Yisbarach, and we learn a Yisod Nifla B'Limud HaTorah. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, what is it ugly what Rabbi taught? Rabbi taught something so beautiful. So one Gaon in Yerushalayim said that is a saying of the Talmid HaChachamim, that Im Zeh Yafeh, Zeh Rak Yafeh. If it's nice, it's only nice. But it doesn't prove it's emes. Other rabbits, it's a proof that it's not so emes. You got to be careful about something that looks really good, looks really nice. But that's it's probably a right that it's not true. Here we see lehefech. V'chikaor rezu shoshana Rebbe, is it agav v'chimuchu eres, Rashi says. He says, don't you get how beautiful the Siddur HaPsukim is l'fi this mahalach? Well, why doesn't the beauty of the order of the Psukim proof to you that Rebbe is correct? Because look at how the Psukim go. Chulin, Psulei HaMukdashim, and then Kachim. It's awesome. So Rebbe's correct. He says, Lo Sochlenu is talking about Basar B'Chalav. And what's the Basar B'Chalav? Davra, how do we know it's talking about Basar B'Chalav? Because it's Davra Lamed Mein Yano. And what's the Davra that's learned from the context? And what's the context? The context is Tuminim. What's the Tuminim? Psulei HaMukdashim. So here also, it's talking about Psulei HaMukdashim, it's talking about Tuminim, Basar B'Chalav, the Lo Sochlenu. And again, we asked, no, it's not. Los Elchenu isn't talking about Psuli HaMukdashim. The Los Elchenu is talking about Chulin. Don't eat the blood of Chulin. And the answer is no. That's not the context. The real context is Psuli HaMukdashim. And there are just three parashiyos here to teach you that Lefi the Seder of the parashiyos, that Psuli HaMukdashim are defined as partial kachim and partial chulin, which makes it into two minim. And therefore you can learn, even though that specific pasuk is talking about chulin, but that's not the ikar parasha. The ikar parasha is the middle. It's all there for the middle, for the psuli hamukdashim part. And that teaches you that since the osochlen was superfluous, because we already have psukim to tell you Yisrachil has dam, so it must be that it's telling you an iser of tuminim. What's the tuminim? Basir b'chalav. Because in the context it's talking about two minim. What are the two minim? Psulei hamukdashim. And how do you know they're two minim? From the Seder of the Parashiyos. V'chikur is what Rebbe said, ugly, it's so beautiful, look at the Seder of Parashiyos. So Hadvar mamish neflein b'yoser. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will, and then also we have a raya minei ubei from the psukim itself that it's talking about. The middle parashiyos talking about psulei hamukdashim because you have to be mati or tame to eat it. So there's still more to say on this sugya, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, in the next shir we will Beli Neder, Hashem should give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim to be able to continue seeing mamish nifla'ot gdolot mitorat Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.